Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Duahli Saikautau. Ahead of international negotiations in Doha aimed at a ceasefire in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu outlined his vision for victory in an official statement.
We defined it as the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capability. We defined it also as the return of the hostages, which we're working right now. That's why I was a bit late, because we have to instruct our delegation that is going to Doha.
Netanyahu told President Biden earlier that he'll send a separate delegation to Washington to discuss options of a planned Israeli offensive on Rafah, where an estimated half of Gaza's population has taken refuge. During their phone call, the first in more than a month, Biden urged Netanyahu to reconsider the operation, saying it would be a mistake and lead to more innocent civilian deaths. A controversial statement by former President Donald Trump made at a rally over the weekend is the latest instance of his inflammatory rhetoric.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it.
Reactions have been heavily partisan, as NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports.
Even former Vice President Mike Pence, who days ago said he would not endorse Trump, said he was taken out of context. But the Biden campaign invoked a still broader context that includes the January 6th attack on the Capitol 3 years ago. In a statement, it accused Trump of, quote, doubling down on his threats of political violence. Trump, in fact, made multiple inflammatory comments in that speech, saying some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people, and that if he doesn't win, quote, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
In Tennessee, workers at a Volkswagen plant have filed to hold a union election. The United Auto Workers Union says a supermajority of workers have signed union cards, as Stefan Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Foreign automakers in the South have long kept unions out of their plants. Volkswagen assembly plant worker Isaac Meadows says a year ago, union was a word said only in whispers. But the UAW's successful negotiations last year with the big three automakers galvanized workers.
We talk about it. We pass out flyers. You know, we talk about it amongst each other while we're working. We've got union stickers on our water bottles. It's definitely, we've showed people that you don't have to be scared to talk union in the workplace.
Meadows says they want a union to push for better pay and more flexible time off. Workers at other southern plants have also launched union campaigns, including at Hyundai and Mercedes. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham.
And you're listening to NPR News from New York City. 7 months since deadly wildfires swept Maui, Hawaii, local residents are still trying to figure out life in the recovery. The fires killed 101 people, destroyed the historic town of Lahaina, and displaced thousands. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports for one family, their restaurant has become a lifeline.
The words Lahaina Strong are posted above the kitchen at Fond, a neighborhood eatery. Chef Jojo Vasquez and his wife and business partner, Eliza Escano, struggled over when to reopen after losing their home and everything they own in the wildfires last August. 3 months later, they were ready.
After I lost everything, this is what I felt that I had left, and I didn't want to leave it. We need to survive.
Escano says business is down, but sustainable.
Definitely still feels like just trying to get back up on our feet. The fact that we have reopened means everybody's sort of on like steady ground a little bit.
They're bracing for a rebuilding process that will take years. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
In Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, more deadly violence is being reported as Americans and others continue to flee the country. The Haiti director of the UN's World Food Program says the capital is in a bubble right now, that people can't get in or out by road, and it's very difficult to get in by air. Meanwhile, the State Department says one of its first flights out of Haiti's north coast safely landed in Miami with more than 30 Americans aboard. You're listening to NPR News. I'm Duahli Saikautau.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.